So, will Donald Trump be presidential? Will Hillary Clinton avoid coming across as a policy wonk? The two sparring partners enter the biggest ring of their lives tonight in what's being called the most anticipated presidential debate in U.S. history. And it may also be the most watched. It's estimated 100 million people will tune in. And Peter, we remember when everyone was so worried about putting the debate up against Monday Night Football. No problem, I don't think.
Yeah, and this morning, political consultant Matthew Dowd had some advice for the candidates in the final hours before their matchup. It goes a little like this, Robin. Have some tea and do some yoga or meditation and practice finding your safe place, which I guess means, what, that it's going to be a fight. There may be some fireworks.
Yeah.
Joining us now from New York are our analyst, Angela Rai, a Democratic strategist who is not working with the Clinton campaign. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
And we've got Paris Denard, a Republican strategist, also not working with the Trump campaign. Paris, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So, Paris, which Donald Trump do we get tonight?
I think we're going to get the Donald Trump who is, you know, leading in a lot of the polls, the national polls. I think we're going to get the Donald Trump who is connecting with the American people. We're going to get the Donald Trump who did well in all of the primaries against the other Republicans that ran against him. He is going to come ready and speaking with conviction and speaking with passion directly to the American people. So I think he's going to do and be the Donald Trump that we expect him to be,
well, Paris,
passionate.
You say he's going to come ready, but much is made over the weekend about how Hillary Clinton was off at a hotel doing faux debates, which has been the tradition for decades,
and
that he hasn't practiced. Do you think that that's really true, or is that just a fake from the Trump campaign? What do you think?
You know, I think what's really interesting is that Secretary Clinton is almost over-preparing. I mean, I guess she's just very nervous or threatened by Mr. Trump. But all these late-night cramming sessions, you know, she's really setting the bar very, very high for her.
Well,
I know Mr. Trump did yesterday. He met with Mayor Giuliani. He met with the members of the National Diversity Coalition, executive director. I know he also met with some other people from his policy team. So I think he's going to be ready.
Well, Angela, you take that because I wonder if Clinton could be at a disadvantage in some ways, because if she is as prepared as everyone says she is, the question might be, how do you actually prepare for somebody who is so untraditional, who may not himself be prepared in the normal ways?
So, Peter, that is the million-dollar question, or if you're Trump, it's the billion-dollar huge
$10 billion
question. And, oh, come on, Paris, we know better than that. But here's the thing. You can't prepare because you don't know what Donald Trump you're going to get. Paris talked about it's going to be the Donald Trump who's leading in the polls. Well, which one is that? It's going to be the Donald Trump that shows up at the rallies. Well, which one is that? It's the Donald Trump that shows up at the black church. Well, who is that? So we have a real issue here that you can't prepare to debate someone who gets raving reviews if he gets Twinkle Twinkle Little Star right? Like that's what we're up against. And I think the hard part about that is, Robin, is the fact that Donald Trump's standards are so low. They are completely different standards. On stage tonight, we're going to be judging Hillary Clinton by any eye roll, by any smirk or grimace at Donald Trump, by anything that she says where she might have misspoke just with one word. Donald Trump, on the other hand, gets judged by how hyperbolic he can be, on whether or not he screams at a woman candidate who's his opposition, not on qualifications, not on policy positions. They're two completely different standards.
Okay, well,
so I'm trying to figure out how we're going to even rate this debate.
You're not with the campaign, but that's the campaign line, Paris, that they're going to be grading Donald Trump on a curve. That,
absolutely.
As the campaign said yesterday, that all he has to do is not say something astonishingly unpresidential, and he'll have won. Whereas she, and by the way, a woman, you know, it's always said that has to dance backwards in high heels, she will have to have deep policy answers, and he won't.
Well, I mean, listen, she should have deep policy answers because she was Secretary of State.
But shouldn't he too?
This is what we expect from her. And I think that one of the things we want to say is, what's important to point out is Donald Trump deserves to be on that stage. Donald Trump should be on equal footing on the stage, and he should be respected, and he should be judged just like Secretary Clinton, because they are both our nominees. And so we should respect that and not just have a bar so low for Donald Trump that he's able to open his mouth and put together a complete sentence that somehow qualifications for him to be presidential. No, he's done things like go and met with the Mexican leader. He's gone to the black community. He has bested 15 other Republican nominees to get to that stage. So he's earned the right to be there, and we should respect that.
But look, I think there is a question to be asked of how much policy are we actually going to get to tonight. Over the weekend, Trump tweeted that he would invite Jennifer Flowers to be in the front row. Of course, his campaign walked that back and said that will not be happening. But there are questions. You know, how much substance will there be in this debate? And Angela, how do you expect Hillary Clinton to address the issues of her husband's infidelity if Trump decides to go down that route?
So a couple of things. One is Paris talked about Donald Trump deserving to be on that stage. And I think this is exactly what political pundits like myself, where we have messed up this cycle. And what I mean by that is this. I have never taken the Trump candidacy seriously. And that is indeed the problem. That is why the bar is so low. When I look back on that, I apologize to the American people, because clearly we have set a standard that's so low where his supporters, and I think he's even gained additional support, where it's like, oh, well, they don't think he can do it. Well, let's rebel and show them that this dimwit could do this. And I think that that is exactly the problem. If you look back, and no insult to George W. Bush, but if you look back at the debate where Al Gore is sighing, right, during this debate every time George Bush opens his mouth, because it's like, oh, my God, how dumb can you be?
That's in 2000, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you look back at that debate, you're saying, oh, my God, someone who's really, really smart up against someone who's like everybody, you know, the people's man, the people's person, is really a problem. And I think that is exactly what we've set the groundwork for this time.
I gotta let we got to let Paris respond. Dimwit.
Yeah, I mean,
he knows I think his candidate is stupid.
Well, okay.
I don't think that you can lead the crop of business that he's led and become the nominee and be stupid. I think that's, you know, a little step too far. But I will say that we should expect the unexpected when it comes to Donald Trump. We should expect him to be strong.
We should expect
him to really not be able to for Secretary Clinton to prepare adequately for what's going to happen, because he's such a different candidate. And he's a candidate who is really, really good at messaging, staying on the message of the moment, and also being able to pivot in that split second directly to the American people. So she should really just be prepared for anything and everything.
I think you're right, Paris. I mean, and Trump has never been on a stage like this before. He will be off teleprompter for 90 minutes. He won't be able to play off the crowd in the same way that he did during the Republican primaries, which a lot of people said helped him. Is that a danger for him, Paris?
You know, I mean, some people could say it's a danger, but we would hope that he's able to just engage directly with Secretary Clinton, and that the moderator doesn't overstep his boundary and act like he's the fact checker supposed to do more than just moderate the debate between the two and ask important questions.
This is Lester Holt you're talking about. Just to explain, Angela, and I want you to jump in. You know, this is the huge debate. I probably don't have to explain. Everybody knows that he has said that it's not his job to fact check. Other past moderators like Bob Schieffer said, well, no, if the other candidate does not correct a lie, it is the moderator's job to then step in and correct the lie. Angela, now that's part of what the Trump campaign is saying, that in people calling for that, they are trying to, what's the word they're using? Gaming the ref. They're trying to game the ref with Lester Holt. You say what?
So a couple things. One is I didn't hear Lester Holt say that it wasn't his job. I did hear the debate commission folks say that it wasn't the job of the moderator to do that.
Yeah.
And the thing that I would say to that is when you have a debate, you're supposed to be arguing the nuances about the facts. When you have to argue the substance of the facts, that puts us in a whole different realm. And to Paris's last immediate point, makes it so that Hillary Clinton has to prepare and be ready for any and everything. Hence her, whatever people are calling the over-preparation. But when you're debating 10 people in one human body, that is exactly what you have to do. You do not know what you're going to get.
But isn't that Trump's strength in a way?
This is not criticism to Donald Trump. It's me feeling for Hillary Clinton, which is to say, we don't know what she's going to be up against. And if the moderator himself is not putting himself in a position to fact check, then that means that Hillary Clinton has to also do that. And with the issues that she has with likability and whether or not people can feel her as someone that they could get along with, that's going to put her at odds with that.
Well,
so it's very challenging territory.
Of course, the Trump side says that she has places where she has been less than forthcoming as well. But we only have a little over a minute left. I want to ask each of you, start with you, Paris. What is the one question you want asked of Hillary Clinton?
I would ask, if I were Donald Trump, I'd ask Secretary Clinton if she would apologize to the American people for her statement calling over 14 million or half of the 14 million deplorable and racist and sexist, because I think that was a low moment for her.
Angela?
I'm sorry. I'm going to cheat. I have two. But since his candidate is cheating, I should be okay. Oh. So my first question. We know he's going to cheat.
The debate has already started, hasn't it?
Absolutely. All the time. We debate all the time, even on text. My first question would be, will you release your tax returns, Donald Trump? And my second question would be, are you willing now, at this point, now that you've held a press conference rolling out your hotel, are you willing to apologize to the President of the United States and the American people for being the chief spokesperson for the birther movement?
Okay. And by the way, Paris, we only have a few seconds, but that's intriguing. What do you need to hear from Trump on that?
I just need to hear Mr. Trump be honest and be open and stick to the issues and not distractions. I think a lot of the things that Angela brought up are distractions and not really what the American people want to hear about.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All right. Paris Denard, Republican strategist, not working with the Trump campaign. Angela Rye, Democratic strategist, not working with the Clinton campaign. And you know what? Are you doing anything at 9 o'clock tonight? Because, like, maybe we'll have you back tomorrow to talk about it.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a plan.
Can't
Thanks,
wait.
You guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's here and now.